Olá, VPFire! Começa agora o quadro de leitura nivelada com Graded Readers do VPFI. Os episódios deste audiobook estarão agendados para toda sexta-feira, às 7 horas da manhã aqui. É com imenso prazer que eu realizo a leitura do quinto capítulo do livro O Fantasma da Ópera. Este book está dividido em 11 episódios, onde haverá a minha narração, com pronúncia de inglês americano, e o videobook no YouTube. Assim, você pode praticar diferentes aspectos linguísticos enquanto refina sua cultura com a leitura desta obra clássica. VPFI! Para uma melhor experiência, ouça este capítulo com um headset ou então seu fone de ouvido. Na próxima sexta-feira, às 7 horas da manhã, haverá o sexto capítulo disponível aqui, para você continuar assistindo e estudando. Chapter 5: The New Managers and the Ghost. Monsieur Richard and Monsieur Moncharmin continued to manage the opera house. They investigated Box 5, but there was nothing unusual in it. They began to think the story of the ghost was finished. Then, one day, they received another letter in the same handwriting.
Gentlemen, do you want a war between us? If you want peace, you must meet the following conditions. 1. Give back Box 5. 2. Christine Daae must sing the role of Margarita tonight. 3. My box keeper must return to work. 4. You must pay me my money every month. If you do not do these things, I will put a curse on tonight's performance of Faust.
I'm sick of this ghost, exclaimed Monsieur Richard impatiently.
There were other problems as well. The head groom of the opera came to make a report.
Someone has stolen one of the horses, he said. I think it was the ghost.
Ghost! Cried Monsieur Richard. Why do you think the ghost took the horse?
I saw a dark figure riding the horse away in the darkness. I'm sure it was the ghost.
While the managers were considering the mystery of the stolen horse, one of the opera singers was reading a strange letter written in red ink.
Dear Carlotta, if you sing at tonight's performance of Faust, there will be a tragedy. It will be worse than death.
Carlotta read the letter thoughtfully. She knew that if she did not sing that night, Christine would sing in her place, and she was jealous of Christine. The letter made her nervous, but she was determined to sing at the performance of Faust. The opera house was crowded for the performance. The two managers waited for the performance to begin. They were sitting comfortably in Box 5. Carlotta was still a little nervous, but she began to sing as usual. She received a lot of applause. Soon she forgot the mysterious letter. She gave all her thought to her singing. Suddenly, in the middle of a difficult passage, Carlotta's voice changed. She sounded exactly like a frog croaking. She was astonished at the noise she had made, and she stood in awe on the stage. The audience, too, was shocked. There was a terrible, stunned silence in the huge auditorium. Everyone felt that some kind of terrible magic was responsible for the accident. There was fear in the opera house audience. The two managers in Box 5 sat perfectly still.
They were very pale and they looked terrified. They could hear the ghost breathing behind their chairs, and they did not dare to move. Then Monsieur Richard recovered his courage.
"Go on!"
he cried to the unfortunate Carlotta.
"Go on, try again!"
The poor singer took a deep breath and tried to sing again. She sang half a line, but then the terrible noise came from her again. The managers were in despair. Then the breathing behind them changed, and they heard a voice whisper,
"She will make the chandelier fall down with her singing."
Monsieur Richard and Monsieur Moncharmin looked up the great chandelier in awe. The huge chandelier began to fall, slowly at first. Then it crashed into the audience. There were screams of terror, and the crowd ran away from the opera house. A woman was killed that night. Na próxima sexta-feira, às 7 horas da manhã, haverá o sexto capítulo disponível aqui para você continuar assistindo e estudando. E lembre-se que a versão de videobook estará no YouTube também, caso você necessite de um apoio um pouco mais visual para compreender a história.